This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Among those who came to Rome for Sunday's canonisation of Pope John XXIII and John Paul II was Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore in the US. He spoke to Anne Schneibel about the influence both these newly proclaimed saints have had on the growth of the Church in the last few decades.
Well, celebrating the life of the popes who were so influential in the convoking of the Second Vatican Council, in contributing to the Second Vatican Council, and in helping us to understand the Second Vatican Council and really to implement it in our lives.
Now, what influence have these two popes had on the growth of the Church, especially in the last few decades?
John XXIII, in many ways, opened the Church out to the modern world, and that's said so often, and it means many different things to many different people. I do not think he meant to open the Church in such a way that she would lose her identity or her teaching or her way in the world, but rather that the Church, listening to what is in the heart of men and women of today, would bring the truth, the love, the beauty and the joy of Jesus Christ. That's what he spent his ministry doing. And I think that's what he called the council to do. With Pope John Paul II, his words to us were, be not afraid. Be not afraid to embrace the truth. He taught us that the truth leads us to love and to freedom. And in his own missionary journeys to, I think, 127 countries, he exemplified for us what the new evangelization is all about. He helped us to a new encounter with the person of Christ who reveals us to ourselves and showed us how the incarnation of the Son of God and how the redemption he won for us applies to every aspect of our lives, whether it is our baptismal vocation to love, the vocation to consecrated life, priesthood or marriage is a living out of the Christ life, or the work of building a civilization of love. I believe that there are many, many married couples who are living their vocations to the hilt because of John Paul II. Many younger, joyous, happy priests, and I would also dare say some of us bishops living our lives because of John Paul II. And I think new generations of consecrated men and women who are doing the same thing. He's still exerting a huge influence on so many of us.
From the point of view of American Catholics, the Church in America, what have been the primary contributions to the understanding of social justice?
Well, beginning with John XXIII's Mater Magistra, he did not introduce the language of human rights into the Catholic Church's social teaching, but he certainly elevated the language of rights. And the language of human rights is sort of second nature to Americans. We speak in the language of human rights all the time. We're familiar with it. We may not always understand it as profoundly. But I think Pope John XXIII helped us to understand both human rights and human responsibilities in a more profound way, and helped us to focus on our responsibility to enable those around us who are lacking in education, housing, who are victims of discrimination, who are in general vulnerable, to obtain goods that are both material and spiritual, to lead a decent life. And he saw that life as radically open to the gospel. With John Paul II, he too, perhaps even more so, helped us to understand human freedom and human rights. But with John Paul II, we see a beautiful understanding of freedom, not simply as the right to do whatever we want, but rather as a God-given calling to use our freedom for love, to use our freedom to choose the good, to choose our freedom to serve the common good, and to use our freedom ultimately to embrace God's own life and love. And so he spoke so wonderfully about retrieving human rights, protecting human freedom, including religious freedom as the core of all freedoms, to create what he called a civilization of truth and love. He also understood so profoundly and taught us so profoundly about the role of marriage and family in creating this civilization of truth and love. We still have to catch up with his teaching. We also have to understand, if we are true to John Paul II, that the church's social teaching is not on the left, and the church's dogmatic teaching is on the right. It is truly part of a whole, and it is all part of Christ's revealing us to ourselves.
Would you say that Pope Francis, for the past year we've been experiencing the new pontificate of Pope Francis, would you say that he is fulfilling the legacy of John the 23rd and John Paul II?
I would say he would be doing that. His style is different from both of theirs. He has surprised us in so many ways, but sticking with just questions of style for a minute, both John the 23rd and John Paul II were almost endlessly accessible to people all over the world. Pope Francis has really continued that, but in surprising ways and in ways that show a beautiful common touch. Certainly, John the 23rd called the council to engage the church's teaching with the modern world. And John Paul II has helped us to understand that more profoundly and stressed that in our communion of life and love, we are called to go forth with a new evangelization. Clearly, the program of this pontificate is indeed the new evangelization. When you read the joy of the gospel, you see he will dedicate all of his energies to bringing the gospel to the margin. So I think there is a wonderful continuity among the popes of the late 20th century and now of the 21st century, and it does converge on the new evangelization.